It is about 12 minutes after 9 a.m. Happy Tuesday, y'all. And just to keep you on your toes and not ever knowing who we're going to have when, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin here this morning, and you have brought in a guest with
I did. We like
so
to
my
keep
guest
you,
has brought a guest.
We like to keep you guessing, keep it mixed up. So, yes, I have a dispatch supervisor, Amanda Herman, here with us today. She's going to talk to you all about dispatching and dispatch resources, all that kind of fun stuff.
We're going to learn today.
We're learning some stuff. So here's Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda. Welcome, and thanks for joining in with us in our little safety chats. And you bring a new perspective. We've not had the dispatcher perspective. I mean, aside from Michael, but from the State Highway Patrol end. We don't want to leave Michael out. But so how long have you been supervisor? We'll start out with that.
I have been supervisor for about almost 4.5 years. I've been employed with the State Highway Patrol for about 12.
And have you been a dispatcher that whole time?
Yes.
And was that something that you wanted to go into, or you kind of found it and now you enjoy it?
So I am a patrol brat. So I come from, my dad is a retired sergeant. My brother is a trooper in Bucyrus. So it kind of just is in my blood. But it is something I started when I was 19 and I fell in love with.
That is good to know, because you've got to love your job when you're a dispatcher. It's not an easy job, but it's an important job.
Yes, especially on snow days. the job can be testing, but it is rewarding.
And we were kind of chatting off air about some things that maybe folks don't realize are important to know when they call into any dispatch center or any 911 center. Because they think that it's 2025. You guys have all the answers. And you don't. You need the answers.
We don't. And especially here in Wayne County, for the Highway Patrol specifically, there's oftentimes they work by themselves. So, you know, it's one dispatcher prioritizing multiple calls coming in. So it's answering the questions they do have. You know, we may ask questions that you think are obvious, but it's mostly to make sure we're getting the right resources to you, to provide that safety for the troopers and you on the roadway.
Because you should never assume anything. Correct. About anything. You need the answers.
Right, right.
And you said one of the biggest things that people think you have that you don't is their phone number.
Yes.
You're not calling another cell phone. You are calling a landline.
Yes. And with that phone number, we can, depending on how you reach us, if you call 911 with your phone number, we could find your location. But we do have to ask for your phone number because it does not appear.
And so what are some of the most important things that you guys ask that you need people to give you answers for, along with the phone number?
The road names, for sure. We struggle sometimes with landmarks just because we cover so much area. So the road you're on, a lot of times we like to know color, make, and model of vehicles. A white SUV in a ditch could be multiple on the same road. So we just like to make sure we're, you know, dispatching every single call and never thinking it's the same one, which is ends up not being.
And it's also important to know if anybody's hurt.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of times the adrenaline will hit. So we might ask multiple times if there's injuries, or, you know, make sure that, you know, do you see blood? Some people don't realize in the moment when the adrenaline is high if they are injured. So we'll ask usually at the beginning and the end of call to make sure if they need EMS resources or fire, we'll send them.
And it's important for both you and the caller to stay calm.
Yes. Yes.
You're like, yes.
Yes, that is key. It helps us, you know, ensure we're getting the accurate information. We will be calm, and it does help when the caller is able to take that breath, and we'll try to help you through it sometimes. You know, it can be scary or a lot's going on. So we may tell you to take a breath, you know, and try to remain calm for both ends.
Without being too specific, because Avi, what's one of the craziest calls you've had? She's looking at me like, really? Because you guys, what they don't realize is you guys do more than just Wayne and Holmes County at the dispatch center. So you guys get lots of calls.
Yes. So we also have Ashland at the Worcester Center. I also supervise Canton. So I have 5 counties total. Geez, every day is so different. And that is what makes the job fun. But
there's different.
There's
he's
obviously
trying to talk without the microphone.
There's obviously different kinds of stressors and everything, mm-hmm. and every situation is different. So you don't really look at one particular situation. You look at types of situations. So the most difficult and strenuous for dispatchers, I think a lot of times, even in troopers, would be those pursuit type things where everything's fluid, everything's changing, or even when you have an entrapment or you're trying to get resources for everybody. So there's various different types of scenarios that you could go through, and each one has its own set of stressors that come along with it. So it's really hard for us as first responders to recollect a singular thing because we see so many things and we're interacting with so many things. But it's those types of situations that are fluid and dynamic that always are the biggest stressors, because you're doing multiple things at once, multiple high risk things at once. So those types of calls are always the bad ones.
I said crazy, not bad. chasing a guy and an elephant down the highway. You're going to remember that one. So while you mentioned stressors, it is also a very rewarding job to be in dispatch.
Yes, it can be definitely rewarding when the end result. Sometimes we don't get to see the end, and we don't, but there is so many resources in 2025 that we do have to help people with their mental health, or just like be able to help someone with dementia find their way home, or a family member that's concerned. It is a job where at the end of the day you feel you did something good.
Because you're the first person they could be talking to.
Yes.
In probably potentially the worst day of their life. And so, you know, you've got to be ready for that. And the patrol makes sure you're ready for that.
They do. We do all training on the job. We ensure that when you are trained, you work with a certified trainer for, it's 60 working days. It's at least 3 months. And
it's a lot to learn.
It is a lot to learn. But it's doable. You know, it's something that we can teach. And we have all kinds of resources to ensure that we...
And the best way to learn is on the job.
It is.
You see because you can't create some of these scenarios that you guys, like he mentioned, these high stressor scenarios. You can't create that. I mean, you see it in the movies, but that's a whole different world. To actually be living it in the real life, that gives you the best experience to take into going in on your own.
Yeah, after, almost 13 years, I'd be a fool to say I have seen it all. Because you may think you have.
Because you're going to go into work then later and be like, oh, no.
Yes. Wow. Never expected this one, but it may happen. It keeps you on your toes.
It's just like, saying, oh, it's quiet tonight.
We don't say the Q word. That is banned from dispatch, right, Lieutenant?
Right.
Do not say that word.
So there are opportunities here in the Wayne Holmes Dispatch Center and around the state if you want to get out of the area.
Yes, so the statewide we're hiring dispatchers. Wayne County, we also have, it's on ohiojobs.gov, all the different centers we have around the state. But it is nice you can transfer. So, I've worked at 5 or 6 different centers. So you can go different ways, no matter if your life changes. But we are hiring at almost all the centers in the state.
Because it's just like being a trooper or a police officer or a sheriff's deputy, dispatch is another hard one to get people into.
It is. It's not a job for everybody, but when you have certain people and they get into it, it's like, this is what I was meant to do.
It is. It's one of those jobs that just clicks.
Yes.
And it's got to click.
Yes.
Any last thoughts that you want to share about dispatching, or?
No, I mean, thank you for having us. And I appreciate the public being patient with us. We do care. We do love our job. So we hope we provide good service. And ultimately, our goal is to help people. So we're just thankful.
See, as we head into the holiday season with travel and all that, you could be increasing your call load here as we move forward.
Well, and with that, I think it's important to remember, too, that dispatchers are the first responders. They're the first people getting the call. So they're trying to get all that information so that they can give us accurate, up-to-date things that we need when we're out there on the call. So It's very important, like Amanda said, that when you're calling in, that you are able to give that information and you're able to take that breath and be calm when you're trying to give that information.
Because there's a very big difference between, oh, they're off the road, and, oh, they're at the bottom of a ravine.
Yes, that is a difference that helps us when we get there, because it's very nice to be able to prepare yourself when you're going to a call for what you're going to encounter. So instead of us running through all these different scenarios in our heads, we have a little bit of an idea when we get there what we're going to deal with, and we have a chance to prepare ourselves mentally when we're going into those situations.
And where the dispatcher is very important, working with the people who are calling, it's important that they work well with you guys as well.
Yes, we they're our voice all the time for us. So it's very good to have that good working relationship with your dispatch center.
They're literally that little voice in your ear.
They are.
Is it in the left or the right?
But no, like Amanda said, we are looking for good dispatchers to come out there and join us. And we even have a cadet candidate program where you get a little bit of taste of the dispatch center while you're between the ages of 18 and 20 and a half, while we're looking for new troopers and everything. So even if you're interested in being a member of the State Highway Patrol in the trooper category, you can always do that cadet candidate program and come and work in the dispatch center and see what goes on. And as always,
it's a good place to start.
It is, and you can come and see what they do in the dispatch center and come do a ride along with us up at the Worcester Post. So come on by.
They're all very nice people.
Yes, we are. I'm here once a week, and I get to interact, and so Melissa gets to see the type of people that we are, the type of person that I am, and everybody who comes in here and we bring around. So that's our main goal, is to make sure everybody is driving safely and enjoying themselves.
And as we head into the holidays, it's all about making good decisions. We stress it every single week.
Yes, as always, drive safe, keep your phone down, don't speed, watch your following distance, move over, slow down. Don't drink and drive, wear your seatbelt, all the fun stuff.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant Perrin, Amanda, for joining in. Dispatcher Herman, I don't know, how do you properly address a dispatcher?
You have it right, Dispatcher Herman.
All right, we are going to take a little break. We'll be back with more on WKLM.